The church was always the most important building in any monastery, and it was almost invariably the largest building as well. But there had to be many other buildings as well to accommodate the daily life of the canons, and those buildings were arranged around a square open space on the south side of the cathedral. Running around that open space were covered walkways, which gave shelter to a number of functions, and which of course also functioned as communication corridors between the various buildings. It's likely that on the north side of the cloister would have been the area where the canons would have carried out much of their daily reading, and perhaps also copying of books in good weather. At the east end of that walk, in the west wall of the south transept, are some cupboards where the books that the canons were using on a daily basis were stored, so that they could take them out whenever they were needed. The covered walks would have opened onto the cloister through a series of arches, which were probably originally open, but at a later date it's very possible that they were glazed.